I've always felt different. I've always seen things, but when I tried to express them as a child, I was always told to ignore it.
There were people that I didn't know that came to me and said, I have this message that I keep getting that I have to deliver to you.
All of a sudden, out of the shadows, a homeless man just jumped right in front of me, and he said, I'm a soul just like you.
I love it.
And I wanted to understand the universe and who and what we are and what are we doing here.
Well, we're all part of this amazing soul wave tapping into each other.
This was a major life changer.
You are a light. You have helped me a ton. Thank you.
You've given me the courage to live more from my soul.
Millions of people are awakening.
So wake up with Michelle Miche. Be pleased to hear the best-selling authors and experts in the fields of cutting-edge self-help, personal growth, metaphysics, and spirituality. The soul path of awakening.
Understand what living awake is.
Hello there, soul lights. How's everybody doing? Oh, good to connect with all of you. Kind of been excited about today's podcast since my morning meditation, visitation, and visions from the guides. All right, so we are going to be diving in a bit, doing a little real talk. So first off, let's get a little bit of the intro biz out of the way, stuff I want to remind you of. First of all, thank you for being here so much and co-creating this amazing way of connecting and share. Also, I have some wants, some desires, some asks from you. Please subscribe to this, whether here on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. If you're so inclined, give it 5 stars, review. If you can give a review, that'd be great, 5 stars. Subscribe also to Awakenings with Michelle Miche on YouTube, please, and also Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube, and also connect with me on Instagram and follow. Now, you don't have to do this. I'm just asking if you feel a resonance, if you feel a benefit, if you're kind of interested in what I do or what I share, then I would like you to do that. Now, What else? Patreon, yes. If you want to dive deeper, if you want to understand the soul, if you want to know real advanced metaphysics, spiritualism, all about emotional clearing, repatterning, how to access more of your soul, live from your soul, all that stuff that I do, as well as channeled information, channeled guidance, upcoming info and what's coming up in the world, Patreon is the place to do it. And if you want to do workshops, seminars with me, Patreon is the place to sign up, and or info@soulplayground.life, as well as for readings and this and that. Okay, so you guys know, some of you have been around since the beginning of Awakenings. Oh, wait, let me go back. If you have a question or a comment, please press 1 on the keypad. Okay, the number's 347-539-5122. Please press 1 on the keypad. So I've been doing this for a while. I haven't really wanted to scale it. Other people have wanted to do that. Maybe I am in the future where I'm getting the message from my guides that I work with, the Oversouls, my tutorials I do with them to reach out more, to connect. Why haven't I wanted to do that? Or why haven't I try to make do more or get more followers or subscribers on YouTube or Instagram? You know, some of my clients have asked that because I work with some people that have, you know, thousands to hundreds of thousands, if not millions. That's not ever really been my thing. I did come from a background, by the way, back in the day when not only was I recognized on the street, but people knew my TV show. People watched that. I got fan mail. I had all that. I had billboards up. I was, you know, on television. I was in media. I was recognized from commercials, from being a model, from being on billboards. It was fun. It was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved it. It was nice, to a degree. But it's not my main thrust. Why am I talking this way? Well, and I just did a Patreon-only vid on this, answering some questions. Why am I talking about this now? Because I like to keep stuff real. And the message I've been getting is really to support and help people connect even more now to their soul. I have been doing that for many years. you know, a few decades, let's just put it that way, at least two. So this is not a fly-by-night. I didn't just wake up or have an awakening a year ago or 5 years ago, or I didn't go live in the corporate world and all of a sudden I woke up and am doing mindfulness and meditation. I've been doing this since I got here on this planet, since I looked in my parents' eyes and said, I will help you, okay, since I saw, since I, you know, since really consciously since 4 years old, between 4 and 8. This has been my life, okay? Yes, I've made it a livelihood, but this has been my life. This is not something that I just woke up to do recently. Now, that those people have their place. We need people in all sectors of the world, of arenas and areas of life that are awakening to the soul so that those areas, those institutions, those corporations, those companies, those groups can get with the next level of the program on Earth, okay, the next level of the game. So why am I saying this? Let me go back. Because in my own growth and the work that I've done, even though, by the way, guys, I would just be sitting on a beach and doing readings here and there and doing my YouTube videos, I don't have that level of ambition. A lot of things that I did just because, what the hell, I'll try it. Oh, that's fun. That's successful. I'll do it. I'll try it. I'm very much led by my higher self. And as a true artist and creative, that's been my main thrust, whether it's making jewelry, art, creating courses or classes or, you know, teaching. I bring my artistry to that. I bring my creative expression to that. But things are changing and they're about to heat up, and so I have gotten the little fire under me from the guides I work with and the oversouls to prepare more people, to help more people. Not to listen to me, but to learn to listen to themselves and peel back the programming, the conditioned responses, the programming, the ego. And believe me, I had to work on my ego because the more that, okay, if you've had less education and you feel insecure, you have a lot of ego. If you have a lot of education, you have a lot of ego. You have a lot of programming. I happen to have had a lot of education in my life and academically excelled, which is great and fun, but also put that on top of how the conditioning to move past being led by wounding, to let more of my soul shine through and live more from my higher self, and to trust myself more and trust God more and trust my higher self guidance more. So what does this mean? You have to learn the difference between, is this your ego wanting to do something? Is this you being flippant, smart, like, I know how to hack this, I know how to do this? Because I have been saying this, and you're seeing it now. Just look on social media, just look on YouTube. I do deep dives across all kinds of channels, platforms, outlets, news, radio shows, TV shows, internet shows, films, documentaries, to look at the connecting thread. I'm able to see that invisible thread, that when you start seeing it, it's not so invisible. So I'm seeing where we are in the awakening. Where are things going? This is why, like in some of my predictions, I predicted like gold. Gold would be going up. Gold is a good investment. I predicted the fall of Bitcoin. I'm still telling you that's government made. I have clients that confirm my, because they're in those worlds, whether government, politics, finance, whatever, they're in those worlds. So like my what I see or what I'm given, what the information I'm given to help others gets confirmed. So I see things where things are going. I've been talking about this, the fall of the idea of that influencer or celebrity, people being more revealed. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't all have, I think, what do they call it in the FBI? You have a public life, a private life, and a secret life. This doesn't mean you can't have secret thoughts or whatever, some weirdness or something. But you kind of have to know your lane and be honest. I don't know what it is. It's a level of honesty. It's a level of authenticity. Like, I'm very good with my clients that I work with in regards to relationships because I'm so well-trained in that field, having gone through quite a few relationships also. But I'm trained in that. So, yes, I can help people in their relationship as a couple or individually. but you don't see me out here attract your soulmate or the your, you know, I know how, you know, how to get this or that. Because I just, one, even when I was married or in a long-term relationship, that's not my lane. But that's not my lane. You got to know your lane. A lot of people don't want to hear that. They want to do everything, or they're looking around covetously as to what's shiny right now and saying, that's what I want to do. That's what gets the likes. That's what gets the followers, right? Got to take a drink of water here, gang. Now, the soul loves variety. The soul loves learning, experience, and expressing and trying new things. Everyone that goes to a next level, at some point you have to do your research. You have to look around or try different things to see what really resonates for you. I love the idea of social media because I feel like it's the soul coming through. It's awakening people. The problem is people have a lot of woundings. They're still going from the old paradigm of five easy ways to success, you know, multi-level marketing. All those stuff hasn't been fleshed out. Pyramid schemes, people that are natural sellers and marketers that all of a sudden become spiritual, quote-unquote, gurus that tell you if you do this, you know, they don't individualize their programs enough. And they're also saying they're not pointing people to themselves. You have to have a system. Yes, I use systems. You have to have a system to help people get in there, to anchor in, you know, to click in to themselves, but then you have to teach them how to do that on their own. And that's where coaching is invaluable and working within groups. That does not happen in large seminars or retreats because, you know, you can get fired up, but if you don't do the individual work, which most people don't like doing, you're not going to be able to do it unless you're a natural seller or whatever. You know, it's like years ago I had a friend that did this, I don't know, some kind of scheme, and she got me into it. I'll be on, and this was in my 20s, and I thought, because I wanted this certain handbag, so I said, okay, I'll do this. But I told her, because I think it was like a pyramid scheme or something, and I told her, I go, look, you don't have the mindset to do this, and she did not. She just was, and I said, and I barely have it. I go, I can't keep this up because I really don't care and I'm not a heavy salesperson, marketer, let me get you in or whatever. I may do that naturally because people around me may want to do something that I'm doing or I want to do something they're doing, so there's this kind of natural connection. Anyway, she lost a lot of money and she was really upset, and I said, I told you, Vera was her name, I said, look, Vera, I told you that not to get into this. And you brought me in, and I was trying to support you, and I said, but I told you, don't think that you're going to make the $40,000 or $250,000 that these other people are making, because they're sharko. They are, I mean, forget, I mean, sharks are good. We got to have a little shark here, but they know how to, they're hosting parties, and they're calling people and texting people and this and that, and, you know. Okay, so you got to know yourself. It goes back to that on the archway of the mystery school in Greece called Delphi, right? The mystery school, know thyself. This is why any good teacher, my shamanic training, all my teachers, whether formal, informal, or through an institution, even informal school, I had good teachers that said, what do you really know yourself? Or they would reflect back to me, myself. Like, Michelle, are you really wanting to do this? Even my producer, my executive producer of my TV show, we were in a negotiating meeting, and they wanted to go a certain direction with me. And it was funny because I wore a scarf. And it's funny because when I feel sometimes a little vulnerable, I'll put a scarf on, even if it's warm. That's my Taurus moon, right? You can even hear it in my voice. So she asked me, we're in this negotiation, and she could see I wasn't biting, something that they wanted me to do in the direction of the show to make more money, and I wasn't biting on it. Guys, I can't change this. If I was more money-focused, God, that would be great. I've turned down a lot of big things and deals because it just wasn't me. And she asked me something. She goes, Michelle, are you the type? She goes, think of this, or something like this. She said, are you the type of person that knows, okay, I need to make this amount of money, and so whatever job I need to do that, that's what I'm going to do. And she goes, and then you can do the vacations. It doesn't matter. You just have this job or career, and it brings in a certain amount of money, and then maybe you retire, whatever. You go on. I said, okay, and I'm listening. And she goes, or are you the person that is more driven by projects? Like you want to do something that you think and feel in your mind has more fulfillment or meaning and purpose, and it's not really about the money. And I sat back and I thought, oh, God. Ah, I said, I wish I was number one, but I'm number two. And she laughed. She goes, that's what I thought, but I want you to know that. She goes, and it makes some sense about some decisions you make. And I learned a lot. That is me. I cannot, that's my soul. That is the true me. Doesn't mean I don't like making money or creating or being able to buy what I want. Yeah, but not at the risk of certain things, of my path, of my spiritual path, of my connection to the guides, of the spiritual work that I do, of my mission, of being able to have the time off to go into deep meditation and keep myself attuned, finally attuned as a psychic meeting and a psychic channel, right? I was so attuned yesterday in one of the readings I had. I was doing readings for Soul Insights and Tarot on YouTube. I think I did two of them. And then I had clients, and then I ran over a little in one of my client sessions, and I had another reading. And it was with somebody that I knew, that I had met before. Don't ask me why. I picked up the phone, and I started speaking in French. Bonjour, comment allez-vous? And she's like, oh, my God, how'd you know I spoke French? And I go, you do? And she said, you just said bonjour. And I said, oh. I said, I really don't speak French. I go, you speak French? She goes, yeah, I speak French. I don't know. And I thought, oh, my God, I am attuned to you vibrationally and getting messages already. And then it was just like a downpour. All this info started coming out. You know, we even did some psychic mediumship with a relative on the other side came through. And she's like, I was startled, too. I'm like, really, you speak French? She goes, yeah, I speak French and English. It's my, you know, I don't know if it was her first language or she lived over there, born over there. I don't know. I didn't ask to get into that detail, but she has a lot of friends who speak French, so obviously she speaks French, and she spent time in Europe or lived in Europe. So I was like, oh, my God. And she goes, is that something you would normally do or not do? And I said, no. I said, I'm Latina. I go, I speak Spanish or some Spanish. I go, I spoke more when I was growing up. I'd be more likely to say hi, you know, hey, or you giggle or say hola. I go, no, I would not say bonjour. I don't know why I said bonjour. I said, I have no idea. But when I picked up the phone, when she called, I felt this this light energy lock in. And there was no separation. It was like this person was right there. I was right aligned to her energy, her vibrational frequency, her beingness. And the information just flew. And I knew because I had just worked with somebody before her, very different energy. But that happens because I practice. I do things to stay attuned, aligned to this. I have practices. I work on myself, emotional clearing work, projection perception, sometimes with a coach. I have what I do so that I stay in this frequency or can get in that frequency to connect. So that's going to be more and more and more important is us clearing out from the ego level, whether wounding, you know, some shadow work, and getting beyond the ego perception of us or what we need to do or think we need to do, getting beyond the human part and getting in the higher mind, the divine mind, and learning how to do that and let your higher self, which is the true you, navigate that directional system. So it's really important right now on a soul level, even though you think you might have made mistakes or like, oh, my God, I'm not making it or I don't know what I want to do. If you don't know what you want to do or things aren't aligning, then that means there's some things to clear and there's some things to do to align to your soul to get the message. Because when you are aligned, things line up. When you truly are aligned, things line up. But you have to understand, what is it you're doing? What are you offering to the world? What is your picture from the higher self? What is coming through? There's been many things that I've been blocked from. There's mistakes I've made. But I know how to course correct. I know how to connect back into my higher self and go, okay, thought that was a higher self. I was going on a tangent. What do I need to do? Sometimes I know, okay, you're working more on yourself before that next piece comes. You're getting refined. I'm able to understand the signs, the messages, and what to do to help instead of resisting. Even if I don't like it, I don't resist it. I might not like me being held back. I may not like what I'm going through, but I'm like, okay, this is the part of the path. This is what my soul is choosing, to go this way for whatever reason. It's getting that higher dimensional perspective, the metaphysical perspective, the soul perspective. And you do that through connecting into the vibrational frequency of the higher self. You cannot do that from the ego, or the human part of us. You have to get beyond the avatar you. So that's what I'm really impassioned about doing and helping people do that. And helping, it's not to say you can't do a lot of different things, but you have to find that seamless click. What are you clicking into? That anchor. You have to find the anchor to live from the abundance and have things line up. And that takes time, but you're worth it. You have to be willing to put the time in. And just like I was telling a client of mine the other day, I'm like, it doesn't count if you're resisting all the way and blaming and shaming yourself. Then it doesn't count, because you're not really integrating the energies of surrendering and embracing where you're at and what aspect of you wants to come through, what you're learning, and being receptive. So if you're, some people say, well, why am I not making? I had somebody the other day on YouTube, oh, why am I not manifesting? What's wrong with my manifestations? Well, a lot of people that I end up working with, I find out their manifestations aren't really them. They're not aligned to them. They want to be on level 500 or 1,000 when they're really at 2 or they're at 10. You know, or they're really successful in business, and then they're like, well, why aren't people coming to me as a life coach or a psychic medium? And it's like, first of all, it takes time, chronological time. But is that really what you're meant to do? Or how are you meant to do what you do? There will always be an element in your soul purpose of what you did before. Because we learn things or do things or have experience in life, so we get a resonance. Okay, I've shared this before, but I'm going to give this example. I went so far with TV, media, modeling, all of that. And some people are like, well, why didn't you go further? And part of me sometimes says, yeah, God, I could have really done, you know, living the life of Riley. But my interest wasn't there. However, I work with a lot of people in the industry, so I have a resonance, right? So a lot of the experiences I've had, as all of you, a lot of the experiences you have are just so you have the resonance. Like when someone calls me for reading and they have a private jet or they're flying around the world or they own an island, I've been around those people. So it resonates. So there's a resonance. When they say, well, you may not understand because how you live, I'm like, no, I actually do understand. I didn't choose that lifestyle. That wasn't my type of lifestyle, but I've been around it. So, or maybe you were a teacher. Maybe you were an educator. Maybe you worked with children, and now you write children's books. Do you see what I'm saying? Maybe you were a mother or a father, and now you're doing stuff for education. Spirit is not going to waste what you have learned or what you have experienced in your life. You see this all the time. The person that has the addiction issue, they become the sobriety coach, and they're impassioned about it. You can't fake your passion. The time is going to come where people doing stuff just for money is not going to work anymore. It's not going to hold the juice that it once had, especially as we're going more into, and that's a whole other topic, of a different way of having, you know, resources or money. That is going to be less and less. So if you are on the path of manifesting more from your soul, that's your path. The person that manifests just because they want a bunch of money or they want to buy an island, or they want a Bentley, that's their path. Okay? So you have to know what is your path, because within your path, there's always a level of abundance. You know, the, and some people say, well, what about people in, you know, in Africa living in a hut or on Mumbai, you know, in India, in Mumbai, on the streets? They can have a level of abundance. There is no judgment. The soul is choosing that. They are not there because something is wrong with them. That is a divine expression of God in that way. You ever see a homeless person that has the most tricked out tent? Now, we could, that's another topic. If we say, well, people shouldn't be homeless, they should have the resources, yes. However, on this earth plane, there are multitudes and multitudes of God expression or source expression. If it's here on the planet and someone's living it out, then there is a complex of vibrational frequencies, resonance, wavelength, beliefs, ideas, and concepts around that. In other words, it is somehow still relevant, needed, and necessary. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. There is nothing in the universe that is extraneous. Just like nothing in the universe leaves, it just changes shape and form. So if something is here, it's still in the consciousness of the all that is. It's still in the consciousness existentially within all of us. So that's why us doing what we need to do for ourselves and coming together with each other and bridging to have more life-enhancing world or more soul-connected world, or more, those are all great things. And the other things that we're hoping will disappear will in consciousness, as our consciousness shifts, as we awaken, as there's more awareness, more insight, as our consciousness is expanded beyond the right or wrong or the fear-based, the isolation, separation. But we're going to see a lot of that happening to bring it more out. It's kind of like a pimple, right, or a spot. Or an abscess. It has to come out. So right now we're in the root awakening where there's going to be a lot of separation, there anger, wars, you know, horrible behavior on a human level, whether by individuals or groups. But remember, groups and governments are comprised of individuals. That cannot be stopped only by consciousness, only by healing. This is why healing is so important. Emotional healing, repatterning, integrating our own icky part that we don't like, and embracing that part of us and go, you know, you were a little jealous there. You're envious. What's going on? You know, or you messed up a bunch. Okay. That's your path. How can you get that higher perspective, higher dimensional perspective? Because nobody does anything perfect on life. Not me, not anyone. No one does everything all right. We make mistakes. We get triggered, we get challenged, we have wounding. That doesn't all go away. You just learn how to navigate it, and the charge lessens. So until we all, more of us understand that and are doing the inner work, and that becomes more, just in more in the fabric of education, of families and education, it's getting there. It's getting there. I mean, I work with some amazing children that, let me tell you, I feel so blessed that their families are like, you know, Michelle, they really want to work with you, or can you help them here? And they are thriving. So that hope, we only change the world when we change in consciousness. If we're living through wounding and this idea of separation and us against them, that is what proliferates. That's what keeps, you know, multiplying. And this is why, don't let anyone tell you what you're doing individually is not making a difference. It's making a difference, especially if you have little pictures with big ears around you. Remember that saying? Children, because they model and they watch. The children that I work with, that I've been blessed to work with, when I have been blessed, it's been because they have asked their parents, because they've seen a change in their parents. And they have said, I want to work with Michelle. I want to have a session. I want to do meditation with Michelle. I want to do hypnotherapy. I want to learn how to do that. It wasn't the parents saying, you need this, you know, whether they've got bullied, whatever was going on in their life. And so that to me is an honor, because everything we're doing in a sense is those for that come after us. We may not enjoy the fruits of our labor, but we will live a better world. And there will be a better map for those that are, you know, that are living, you know, on the earth plane and doing this earth experience, you know, the game experience. So I'm very impassioned by this. I really want to keep it real so that people have real expectations and understand if you're blocked, if you're not moving ahead or getting what you want, something's out of alignment or there's a timing issue. And is it really what you were meant to do? You know, because we can all have pipe dreams. You know, you have to know the difference. Is this a dream or a pipe dream? Is this a delusion? Right? Am I deluding myself? Is this an illusion? Is this sleight of hand? Can I really move into this? Can I really do this? What am I really meant to do? Something maybe just a hobby. I sing. I actually have a good voice. People have told me, my God, Michelle, you have a good, sometimes not. I could go off key because I haven't had a lot of training. But am I going to be a singer? I've always wanted to be a DJ. I wanted to be a DJ, and I thought, I just don't have the time right now. And I'm like, okay, maybe when my 80s, I've seen some DJ, granny DJs. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll save it for my 60s. Maybe I'll save it for my 80s. I don't know. Maybe I just will never do it, and I just admire people that are very, you know, able to, you know, DJ and you know, produce music. I've played around, done a little bit of stuff with it. Honestly, that's not my calling. Now, let me just say something. I want to get to callers. 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. A lot is changing with how people express and experience their soul's purpose, okay? We call it souls, apostrophe S, to personalize. There's another way to look at your soul's purpose. That's soul purpose, S-O-U-L, purpose, meaning S-O-L-E, your main purpose. You can express your soul purpose in many different ways, ways that are fulfilling, interesting, that you grow, you get empowered, you expand in your expression. That is changing for a lot of people right now. There's a change in how you express and experience your soul on the planet, but it still requires a level of bridging. Believe me, Spirit, God, likes problem-solving, creative solutions. We have blocks and challenges, and we get over them. That's part of the game here on life. It doesn't always mean you're on the wrong track or wrong path. There's always little pitfalls or steps or delays or two steps forward, one step back. You know, there's all these little cliches. We have to stop taking that so personally that, oh, there's something wrong with me or I'm doing it wrong or I'm not making it. That's part of life. So it's very entitled to think we should rise from 2 to 500. It's not impossible. It can happen, but it's very rare. It's most likely you get to 50 or 100 and you have an exponential leap to 500 once there's some kind of foundation there. And that's what the Oversouls are asking people, is really to connect into your foundation. Shore up your foundation. Where do you need to bring more light into your foundation, into your awareness? What do you need to shore up? You know, what do you need to cleanse, clear, purify, release? What do you need to align to better? What do you need to attune to better? Once you start doing that and understanding that language of the soul as it's coming through you, the direction of your higher self, then you begin to see you've been being guided all along. It just always looks different than what we think. I had a really good teacher tell me that once, Riley. She said, it always lives differently than what we think. So how we live something out is not always how we envision. Even though we arrive where we want to be or even better where we want to be, we think, because when we're thinking with our lower mind, it's from the past. Our logic mind can only calculate what it's done or known before. Like, 2 plus 2 is 4. Why do I know that? Because I was taught that. But that calculation is from the past. It doesn't matter the highest math you do, it's of the past. It's a calculation from the past. you can hypothesize at higher levels of math, but it's still a hypothesis. The only way you're going to get the insight or awareness is connecting into the future, seeing the thread and seeing where it's going. And you can only do that through connecting into the higher mind, the higher self. That's the only place. It comes in the future. I just did a process on that with someone yesterday. We can look at the past and see what's happened, and we can get some ideas of what to do or a probability. But a probability is just a probability. If we stay stuck in the past of this is what worked in the past or this is what's coming up, we're not the same in the past. We've changed. Our cells have changed. Our energy has changed. The governments aren't the same in the past. That's why people with astrology, they're, oh, in 1786 this happened. That's going to happen again. Maybe. Maybe a bit of it or a fraction, but we don't have the same consciousness we did in 1780. Some of our consciousness is the same, but not all of it. More people are living awake, aware. There's much more expression. There's much more artistic, creative expression. There's people working, you know, on their own, creating their own, you know, life, livelihood. You know, there's more people meditating than there was in 1780. I can assure you that. Yeah, there were, you know, aware ones, awake ones. There were spiritualists. There were psychics and mediums. A little handful, you know. Now everybody's, a lot of people are doing that, you know, and coaching and all that. So it's a different, yes, some things will play out that played out in the past, and there, you can see them playing out now, but we're not our past. We're not still back there in the past. So that's why it doesn't always work to do what worked for someone. You can do part of it. Again, you can connect in through a system, get on track through a system. But then you have to know how to connect to your higher self to get the guidance basically from your future, from what you're, where you're evolving, how you're unfolding. You catch a glimpse of that and you get your messages and your guidance from that aspect of you. And then you, you know, bring it in your present. You use it in your present. But, yeah, we're going to have to leave a lot of those old maps behind. All right, gang, let's get to callers, 347-539-5122, 347-539-5122, and press 1 on your keypad. Hi, you're on air. Hello, hello.
Hi, my name's Ray. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Hi, Ray. Welcome.
Hi. So I think I'm a first-time caller, I believe, and I was just curious if you can do a reading. I don't know if you want to do a generic one or if there's something specific I have to ask.
Yeah, why don't you ask something? What do you want to connect to?
You know, I think I want to connect to relationship. I think I want to connect to relationship,
okay,
because I think I'm ready and I'm not dating anyone and I'm just really curious if you see or if you don't see something.
Okay. The first thing that came up for you was a lot with career. So are you working a lot or you got the career, I feel, handled or anchored, you know, locked down?
Yeah, I do feel that. I think part of my career might be part of it. Like, I'm making okay money, but I feel like if I were to make a career jump, which would have been my second question, is what helped me have more resources to do more things and go out. But
that's your focus, yeah. And maybe even doing something on the side or on your own or through your home. That is the main focus for you right now, is the career. Relationship, it's oddly enough, may come through your career. So I don't know if that's meeting someone through what you do or someone similar to what you do, but you're right. The door for you for expansion in your life is through your career. And so I feel when you do that, the relationship is somehow tied into that. Now, that could be just by timeline that you make these changes and shortly after there is the relationship, okay?
Do you see that happening anytime,
well,
2 months,
it depends on you making the changes. Because, yeah, see, that's one thing. Like, there's chronological time. Sometimes things just are that. They take chronological time. Sometimes there's timing. Your consciousness and where you are in your life is different. you need to like up-level your consciousness or where you're at in your life and how you perceive yourself in your life to attract the person that you want. And I do feel there is a person around you. There, in other words, I do see a destiny or fated relationship. I do feel the next person you start dating will be, quote-unquote, the one. There'll be a partner. But on you're not there yet in your mind, right? Your mental, emotional complex of you is not there yet for this, for what you really want. If you really ask yourself what you really want in relationship, you need to go up a notch for what it is you want to draw in, what you want to attract, and how you want to live with this person. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, keep us posted. And just, you know, it doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out thing. It's more for you to, I feel, it's leveling up in what you're doing career-wise. And there's something about leveling up, feeling fulfilled or good about what you're doing.
Yeah, because in my career, I mean, I have a great job. I have a great culture. I have a great culture.
Mm-hmm.
But what's a thorn in my side is I just, like, there's opportunities in my industry because I work in legislation, I work in politics, that I can make $20,000 more than what I make now. But it's like I'm looking for those opportunities. There's none available. And it's like, man, if I can only get that job, and it's like, I don't know when that's going to come. You know, I'm content.
But can
right
you
now.
Do consulting? Do you do any consulting?
I'm not really trained to do that. I don't have that type of training to do consulting.
Well, what does that mean? Because
I think
you can consult if you're an expert in some kind of field.
I think what I'm looking for in my next gig is somewhere that I can get that training to do that consulting in.
Okay.
And because I work in legislation where I look at laws and stuff like that, and right now I'm going really slow at my job. We're at a snail pace, and I recently interviewed for a place that would have given me almost a $20,000 raise, but I didn't get it. I think I was like a year underqualified, and I'm like, okay, hey, that was expected, but it made me think like, okay, I'm at least competitive to try for something like that. Because once I get that next level job that I apply for, I will be in the next 3 years making six figures, which would be amazing.
Yeah, I see that. But that's what I feel. See, your track is locked in. You're locked in. You're on your path. You really are. That's why I said the career for you is easy. You know what to do. I feel like this person is in a similar career or you meet through there. Now, do they do similar to you or exactly what you do? Or do you meet out and about that they maybe work at another firm or something, you know, in that world? Because guys meet on this, you know, I almost feel like, and I hate this term, but it kind of like a power couple. I feel like there's something of a up-leveling and you meet this person and then you have all these goals individually and together.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because that's what I look for in someone else. Like, I will be immediately turned away from them if I can't see us being a power couple, meaning they elevate me and I elevate them. Like, that's just my ideal thing. And
but that's
kind of
what you're going to attract.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't mention I'd find her in dancing because I've been dancing a lot in the last 3 years. So I thought that's what you were going to say. But interesting you do say in my career.
No, it's career because you're going to be a power couple. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a destiny issue. Individually, you've got some things to do, big things. They're doing some things. You know, you said legislation because I feel lawyers, law. I heard firm, a different firm, or they're from the firm, something. So I would say
would this be a stretch to ask if you think I'll have kids? I don't know. I don't want to step out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, absolutely you will. That's why I'm saying don't get stuck on time. Just focus. Your intention is clear. You've had this reading. Stuff is going to line up for you. You just have to keep following through on the openings and the opportunities. It's coming because I psychically see that you meet this person in your field and you become this power couple. And I usually don't say that.
Yeah, because I'm 36 years old and I'm not getting any younger, but I feel young. People think I'm like 29 or 30, but I'm like, all right, I'm 36. I don't want to have kids.
Don't worry about time.
46.
I know people that have had it's not going to be that long for you, but I know people that have had babies at 47 without in vitro. my mom had my, you know, youngest brother. I think she was 45. Don't get caught up in time right now. It's a timing thing, mm-hmm. and it's a death. It's going to happen quickly. And by the way, I don't use the phrase power couple. That came from you. I channeled that from you to let you know that this is the confirmation for what you want. That's why you have to up level, because the next level is where that person is. Maybe they're up leveling too. All I know is you. It's not in the current circumstance in your career. It's in the next opportunity you meet that person, right?
Yeah, and
maybe they
and
deal
it
stuff with laws or firm, huh?
It resonates what you say, because I normally almost never tell anybody that's what I look for. Like when somebody says, what do you look for? In my mind, I think, oh, I want somebody to make me a power, you know, I want to be a power couple.
Yeah.
And see, my definition of power couple means that we're powerful in a way where we're constantly helping people. Like we are influential in a positive way.
Yeah. No, I love that. Like I think power or empowerment couple, because you have your individual paths and career, and then you're doing stuff together, setting these goals, whatever they are, philanthropic goals, creative goals, real estate goals, career goals, children goals. It doesn't matter. You're working together, and you're up-leveling to live abundantly, which is not just about money. So, yeah, you will have that, definitely.
You're the first psychic medium to bring that up. I have one last question, but you can answer it when I leave, because maybe somebody else will resonate with this. I don't know if you know about this, but I know how to read people's faces. In fact, I've been doing it, like I've been doing cold readings, and I can just pick up things about people's lives, maybe people who have passed, what they do, what they're going to do. Did you ever read like that, or what advice would you give to somebody who can do something like that, just by reading somebody's features on their face and can bring up maybe somebody who passed away, things that they're going to do, their relationships and stuff like that? And you can put me on mute and I can just take your feedback from that.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you on if you have more questions. If you don't, then, you know,
You can leave me on. I was just being respectful of your time.
Okay. Let me just see, because our guest coming on here. Are they there yet? Our guest isn't here yet. Anyway. That's the way you kind of lock in. And I've actually studied face reading, so there is a whole system to it. But if you haven't studied it, it's just telling me it's the way that you are locking in or clicking in or anchoring in to their energy, their frequency, and therefore their beingness, the images or pictures of what they do, what they've done, where they've come from, and maybe even where they're going. I would just say that's a great gift or it's part of your skill set. And then it's like, what do you want to do with it? I mean, you can use it in whatever that you're doing, right?
Yeah, like I was reading this gal the other day. She was about 19 years old. She was in another country. And something about her face feature told me that there was somebody younger under the age of 10. And I go, she's wearing pink. And I think she's on the autism scale, and she keeps splashing water. I want to say she's alive, but I don't think she's alive, but she has powerful, powerful, really, like, more than alive, even though she's passed. Like, I go, I want to vomit Lucky Charms right now. Like, I had a disconnect because it was in my throat. It was too much energy for me. And she told me, she goes, my 9-year-old sister died in a flooding in my home country last month. And she was autistic, and she always loved being in the water but couldn't swim. And I go, who's wearing pink? And she goes, oh, that was her favorite color. We'd always wear pink together. And she goes, how did you pick that up?
So
and I go, it's the right side of your face.
Right. You may have just been given – it was about giving that message. The thing is, all of this is available to everyone. We just don't see it vibrationally. It's like reading auras. You have to really relax your eyes. So every now and then, especially like – when we're kind of zoning out or something, we connect in with someone, or just as we fall asleep or just as we're waking up, we're more attuned to this. But anybody on the other side, it's all there. You know, it's all there subconsciously. But you said it. One of the reasons we don't is because people get overwhelmed. It'd be too much to pick up all the time what's there vibrationally. So we have ways of kind of clicking in. Like I know for me, if I'm around a lot of people, I start picking up images or just sitting, especially parties or things or gatherings, I start getting tons of information. Now I have ways of shifting it, but I still have to do something to kind of release, you know, the energy. So that's an awareness for you that you can just have, you know, like somebody that loves singing, but maybe they're not doing it professionally. So you can just have that and use it. Because not everything we have that's a gift or an ability or a talent is something that we're meant to put, you know, market, basically, or do professionally. It might be a vocation, an avocation. It may be something you do something later with. It may develop into something else. You know, you just don't know. But I would just kind of have fun with it. Just connect with it and feel the gratitude and the blessing that you're able to tap into that. You're able to tap into more of what's really here in the world and in the universe, and that you're able to impart a message that, you know, really brings some, you know, consoling to someone and a, you know, a sense of probably peace or love that their loved one is giving you that, you know, information.
Yeah,
right now I am going to scoot. What we, 'cause the caller's there.
And just so you know, when I hear your voice, the word that comes up to me is organization or filing. Like something is like very organized. I don't know why. Like that's what the word came into my mind when I hear your voice. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. I really do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ray. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Keep us posted. Bye. We have time for one more caller. Hi, you're on air.
Hi there. How are you doing this day?
Great. What's your first name?
My first name is Teresa. My last name is Pentaxis.
Okay. Teresa, what's your question?
Oh, no, I came on because I have an appointment with you for my book.
Danielle, no. I have Danielle. Hmm.
Oh.
Question for your book? I have a different guest in there.
I was given this by from Heather to say to call in because I have an appointment at 3:50.
Are you with Daniela?
No.
Hmm.
About the journey of the soul.
Okay, and I've got Gliding You Home, a new book by Daniela Bumin.
Well, since I'm not on the schedule, that's fine. And when she comes in, I want to say that was wonderful listening to your last caller.
Oh, thank you so much, Teresa.
You did a great job. I really enjoyed listening to the both of you. It was fantastic.
Thank you. I think Ray is still on the line, too. So thank you. Thank you, Ray. Yeah, he brought up. So, Teresa, do you want to give me or email me? I'll see what happened here. Do you want to email me, and then I'll email the producer?
Yes, you know what I'll do? I will call her Heather right now and let her know, and she'll get back.
Oh, Heather, okay. Because I think there was a Heather also that is the PR person that booked the person that's on today. So I don't know.
Oh, maybe
some kind of
the two of us up.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I'm so sorry because I look forward to our conversation. You sound quite lovely. And you piqued my interest with your book and topic.
Listening to you talk, you help people. You really do. And it was really wonderful to listen.
Oh, gosh. I can feel your – I'm going to cry almost. I can feel your energy, Teresa. It's amazing. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I say his gifts are going to help him with what he wants to do, what he means by power couple.
Ah, okay. I love that. Maybe it's going to help in negotiations also, right?
It's going to help in a lot of ways, and it will help people. That gift is there for what's coming.
Okay, I love that. Okay, please email Heather, you know, email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, CC me, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, at soulplayground.life.
I have everything.
Okay, so we can figure this out and continue the conversation, okay?
Yes, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa, too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we never know what's going on in the world. Okay, we have time for our awakening conversation today. Author of Gliding You Home, Woo, gliding you home. I love that. Daniela, is it Bum-N? Bum-N? Hello?
Daniela Buman. Buman.
Buman. Buman.
Mm-hmm.
Buman. Okay, there we go. Buman. Buman. How are you, Daniela? We've had quite a morning today.
I am just listening to the variety of dynamics that are happening. It's always exciting.
Right, me too. Oh, my God, I had no clue this morning. It's been funky and sparky, let me tell you. Woo!
I am not with the same person that Teresa is.
Oh, you're not with Heather?
No.
Okay.
Oh, Heather, yeah. Okay. I'm not with Heather, yeah, just to let you know.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, well, I had another guest info. I get these packets from this booker and producer, and there was something
right.
with another Heather, but that wasn't you. Okay, cool. Okay. All right.
No, are we live right now, or are we on?
Yeah,
on,
we're live. We are live. All this happens live. This has been my greatest gift and learning.
Yeah,
it's
no,
just, go with it.
That wasn't. I'm not with Heather. So.
Okay, perfect.
Either way, we're all here.
Yes, exactly. I love it. So now, Daniela, I want to connect in a bit of. I'm hearing to ask you this. Kind of what brought you to what you're doing now and this amazing book that's really a journey? And maybe it's to look at your first awakening and then what awakened you to this, because I really feel like you've been on this amazing unfolding, and that's part of what you help people do is open up to their own transformation. So I really want to get that kind of background, if we could start there.
Sure. So, first of all, I've been on this journey as a spirit having a human experience pretty much, I feel like, right out of the gate, Michelle, you know, because from a very early age, I was, I always thought, wow, this world is amazing. I would look at the trees and the colors and everything, and I would think it's all so connected, you know? And including, you know, the animal kingdom. And I looked around my world and I saw people were walking around in this state of autozone, or what I call automaticity, you know. But from a very early age, I was interested in human potential, you know. I always felt like so little and we have this massive expansion. So I would, you know, in my teens, I would read books like Destiny is a Chance. I was born and raised in Switzerland by Thorwald Detlefsen, which is a German author. And so from a very early age, then I looked at maximizing our living experience as a human being, Michelle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, when you were looking around, what did you notice? What could our list? What did you notice that got you on this path of seeing?
It wasn't just as much as what I noticed as what I was feeling, which was very interconnected with all that was, whether that was other people or nature or animals. I just felt this vibrancy and vitality of the Mother Earth and the pulse of life, you know. And so I noticed that what I did notice was people not being in the moment, people pursuing the future or, you know, lamenting over the past and not maximizing their current present pristine experience. So that is what I was noticing. And I've had this passion and just this awe. And, you know, when I was younger, I didn't understand why people did not have that, you know. So I think that, in addition, led me to then going deeper and deeper into my work, you know, as a teacher, speaker, coach. And that's ultimately then what led me to leave my home country, Switzerland, and basically move to the United States to explore this amazing world.
I love that you said explore. That's so soul-y and so fulfilling, you know, this whole idea of this exploring, right? And allowing our potential.
Yes.
You know, to kind of, I'd love for you to kind of speak on that. You know, there's such an alignment to what I talked about earlier before I took callers, I feel, to what you're saying about this spiritual potential or the potential of our soul or what we're kind of really meant to do here and really unlock finding it and unlocking it. And one thing, Daniela, what I find interesting, one of my teachers used to say, well, you're in this too. It'd be boring if you knew everything. There's a misnomer out there that we always know what to do, or if you're on a path or you have a gift that, you know, that we don't have to do anything. But it is sometimes unlocking. It is sometimes things have to unfold. It is sometimes we go in a dead end. You know, it is sometimes that we grow into something or we learn something. I'm wondering if you can speak to that a little bit, because I feel like, and I think, I've been kind of looking at this the last couple of weeks, as much as I do love media, I do love social media, I love film and books and everything. But somehow there's been this narrative, especially in the last 20, I'd say 10 to 20 years, that things are just easy or we just know what it is. Or if we just do 1, 2, 3, you're going to do it. You're going to find it. This is it. And so people aren't willing as much to, like you said, explore options or opportunities or see what they explore themselves. I don't know if you have any thought on that as to why or what will help people move out of that, maybe help them move out of that mindset.
Well, here's the thing, you know, as we're born, right, we're born with a certain makeup, and then we grow up in a certain family with certain belief systems, with certain habits, with certain things that are acceptable or not acceptable. Right. And then as kids, we're sponges and we tend to live that out until we start to really, as adults, perhaps coming to self-identity or increase our self-identity and who we actually are. With some of my, you know, private coaching clients, to realizing, oh, my gosh, I have not been living my life. I've been living my parents' lives. Or I've been copying mom. I didn't even realize it. Or dad. So I think, you know, is it easy or not easy? Do we always know? No, I really don't think we always know. I think we know most of what we need to know, we know in the moment. However, when we don't live in the moment, we don't practice to be present, which goes back to my first book, High Performance Without Pain, a 7-step blueprint to reclaim your vibrant life and get even more done. Which is also about creating a flow state. But when we're present, we're not really able to know. And then we start to create a life, perhaps, that is much more ego-based. And when we start to develop courage and the bravery and the chutzpah or guts to start to take our spiritual self seriously, you can then start to move forward and roll that ball forward and create a momentum to live our life guided and directed by the seat of our soul instead.
Mm-hmm. So how do we move from that? Some people do it more naturally. I mean, we all kind of bump up every now and then against it, but it's very hard to move from the ego perception of things, you know, into that present or presence.
Yes. Well, certainly, you know, mindfulness is a very important part of that, to learn to become present in the moment, notice what is around without judgment, simply with the intention for growth. So, you know, being able to navigate, you know, around that has a lot to do with personal transparency and honesty, you know?
Admit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the honesty.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do about that, Daniela? I touched on that. I even use myself as an example. Like, I love singing. I love DJing. But am I meant to be a singer? You know, so how do we move into that honesty? There's this self-deception a lot of times that happens. I don't
well,
know.
But
I think it's critical.
Yes. The ego will always be self-deceptive to a certain degree because the ego is used to being in its own comfort zone. It's got its own situation going, you know? And, of course, the ego, not just downplay it. It's not all bad because we do need it to have a healthy sense of ego. We do need it. But it does like to keep us into this certain trap that we're in that we don't allow ourselves to navigate out. So to start to deduct mentally, literally, what belief system still applies to your own life in that specific situation and reevaluating, am I looking at it from the old way or looking at it from the new way? Because like Albert Einstein says, you can't, you know, solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And really understanding ourselves, I love how you said that, and our gift, really understanding. Mm-hmm. I do feel this level of awakening because things are getting more critical and kind of fever pitch with things, you know, converging of a lot of things and areas and confluences of energy and consequences, that it is about getting more real. And I'll share with you, so this delusion to move beyond that, and I love what you're the only person that has ever, I just did a video on this on my Patreon, but you are the only other person I have heard you utter those two words and that phrase, self-deception and get honest with oneself.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, everyone is always quite busy pointing the finger. But, you know, personal self-mastery and what the dolphin consciousness is talking about, it is about humanity and especially the critical mass to move through those mirrors of reflection. And, you know, the shadow that looks back at us and see what is which and where is it going, you know? And so being able to move through that process is very important outside of highfalutin spiritual ascension processes. We have to look at ourselves in the mirror lovingly, compassionately, but with integrity, self-accountability, in order to start to connect some of the dots and to help our ego detach from the old identity that it was attaching to. So we can then start to transition and build a drawing next to the old one. An identity next to the old one. We can start to visit over there. Like if you imagine two ponds, right, or two pods, it's all fun to swim. You know, and you're swimming in one, you create this little opening, you go visit the other one, you go back in, you go visit over the other one, you go back in. Where you're visiting, you're getting comfortable, you know. Yeah. It's not just about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, but it's expanding the level of understanding for the ability to break out of a preset paradigm that is no longer apropos.
Right, right. And I think with that self, I love what you're saying, though, the self-honesty, the integrity, which is really that wholeness, integris, the wholeness. And I, in my perception, too, is having some kind of guideline, guidepost system, reflection process that could be through coaching, working with a guide, a therapist, a teacher, that, you know, not giving your power away, but having some reflection. Because part of what I'm hearing too, it's not either or. There's this amazing, I can cut through the boundaries and I can soar, But then also with the soul, there is some limitation of, oh, well, this is my path, or this is realistically how I look, or this is what I'm going to do. I mean, yes, you can do almost anything, but I don't know right now at my age and stage and level of ballet, even though I love ballet and I studied for many years, I'm probably not going to be doing Swan Lake on the stage in New York, no matter how much I pray. Probably not. Unless it's for a charitable event that they're just taking any old person, you know, that's going to help out. But even that, they would have somebody more professional. So this interesting energy that we come in, right, with mm-hmm. what are the realistic expectations, you know, what am I really formatted for, and then what is that doorway to that, like you said, that pond, that bigger
right.
pond or shinier pond or bluer pond or the pond where there's more fish or whatever it is that we're wanting to do. There's something in between, right? Mm-hmm.
Right. The message of the dolphins really is it does not have to be drastic, you know. However,
okay.
the more we're willing mm-hmm. to abandon what we thought was so, the more we're going to be able to visit these other areas more effortlessly. Because we're not, so it can be easy. It can be easier. It can become, but it is a transformation. You know, there is a part, mm-hmm. there is one chapter in the book, Lighting You Home, A Dolphin's Dream of a New Earth, is called Losing Your Mind. And in Losing Your Mind, it's all about, oh my goodness, I thought I knew. And I went through this personally to realize once I came back from that other side, wow, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I've been there.
Really,
you think
really,
you know. And that's
right.
important what you're saying is, or the dolphins were saying through you, is that we do need to be okay. Maybe it was okay what we thought before got us to a certain level. And maybe we go to another level and we're going, wow, it's so much more than that, or it's different from that. But I hear you. It's that willingness to, like you said, or let go of what was perceived before or experienced before, right?
You know, Michelle, I liken it almost to sometimes I will have a client come in and they'll want to work on a specific thing, right?
Right.
And then but suddenly we're realizing this is broaching into a totally different area. Right. And mm-hmm. and their soul, their spirit is really guiding me to work with them in that area. Okay. Now, the client is holding on to what they came in for. You know, this is what I came in for. I came in to work on a habit. But really, the issue is someplace different, and it will automatically resolve what they came in.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So it's a about perceptual play, being willing to adapt and let go of perspectives, adapt new ones, and being able to float along, just like the dolphins when they dive in. They go to different levels. They go up, they go down, they spiral. It's having that certain level of flexibility and adaptability and not hanging ourselves dry to what we thought ought to be so. That's very, very human.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And
I
from
love
the dolphin's
what you're
perspective,
saying.
I'm sorry to say, but almost unintelligent.
mm-hmm. But you said something, and it's part of this next level of awakening with the soul alignment, what we were meant to do. Because I
mm-hmm.
find when we get here, there's the shiny objects, the glittery, you know, oh, I could do that, or that's what it is, or so, oh, my God, they have 1.1 million subscribers on their I'm going to do a podcast now. I'm going to do that. Oh, that's the way to make, and then we're all over the place.
Yes.
And now
yes.
it's raining in. What were you really meant to do here? What are your true gifts? And I do believe people need, you have to have that reflection. You have to work with someone, a coach, someone to kind of say, hey, woohoo, wait a minute.
Right.
Is that really really you? Because a lot of people in the mainstream world that are not doing this kind of inner work, they don't ask, is that really you? Oh, you can do, oh, that's cool, that's good. So-and-so made a lot of money, don't you? They have their own TV show. And then you go off in a tangent, and then, like you said, they come mm-hmm. work with someone like you, and they're like, oh, that isn't even really me.
Right, and
I
then
thought was going to get me ahead.
You know, but yeah. I mean, the way I work with an individual is very much not, you know, unless they're going there, they want to go there and they want to be guided. You know, I'm good at multiple tools and tricks up my sleeve, you know, to create that flow.
They have to be ready to hear that. They have to be ready to hear that and have that guidance. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, and then take the guidance, you know.
Yes, yes. I was going to say, and some of the podcast listeners have heard me say this before, but I love this example, and I want to share it with you and get, and it just highlights. Years ago, I had a workshop, kind of inner and outer, for models and people in the, you know, the TV film industry world, and I had, and not to name names, and no one would know, because anyway. Olympian athlete that came to me that actually won, I think it was Gold Cup, Silver Cup in some field. 7% body fat, very short, very what we would term stereotypically athletic build. And they wanted to be a high fashion model. That was their dream. And I looked and I said, you're not going to get that. I go, you're going to get the endorsements, Nike, Adidas, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $200,000, $300,000. You're not going to work with Chanel. They didn't listen. They got those endorsements and they went out and spent all this money. Some photographer, you know, because took them for the money. I don't know, a few thousand dollars for this portfolio in high fashion gear. They didn't go in that direction. Didn't work out. And later they asked me, and I said, well, first of all, the clothes are not for your type body, you know, it's great. You're in shape and, you know, no fat whatsoever. I mean, very little, you know, ripped stomach. I go, and you're this amazing athlete around the world. And I said, but that's not how you came in to do that. But they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. And I was trying to explain, it's not a limitation. There's just certain things in the world. You know, I'm not going to be a computer programmer. I love technology and I love playing around with it. I don't have the mindset for that, for one, to sit and do that. And I don't have the training or the skill set, whether school or spending 8-10 hours a day as a teenager or my 20s programming around. You know, so it doesn't have to be school. But it goes back to what you're saying, that's the perception of what's cool and what, you know, successful or what people want, or that self-delusion, not being honest, not being truthful. And I do feel, Daniela, what you're saying is so critical right now to the ascension and to the soul alignment, and mm-hmm. really is a form of self-love and self-acceptance.
It is.
Right? If this is what I came here to be and do.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love how you put that, Michelle, in habit 3 of my prior book, the name of the habit is self-acceptance and belonging. And so when we move into that deeper, because, that really the first book was a prelude to the second one. I just didn't know that, you know, until later. But acceptance and belonging is really all about who am I and can I accept, you know, myself, warts and all, warts. Mm. And
we all have that belonging, don't we? That's a biggie here on the earth plane.
It is a biggie. And the more we can start to really accept who we are, warts and all, good, bad, ugly, and we can start mm-hmm. to see our own belonging. We can start to allow our own connection. And it is only the human beast who will go against human nature. You see?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And the animal kingdom, the animal nature, and nature itself doesn't go against itself.
No, it doesn't go against its nature.
They don't go up the stream and slide down, you know, they go over the path of least resistance, because even then there is more on the journey. But as a human, oftentimes, and it's in a chapter of Gliding You Home, you know, there is this hero complex that the harder, the better. The harder, you know, oh, I've earned this. You know?
That's so true.
And it's not always, it's not always so. The more we are able to really move into, you know, going from presence, habit one, to habit two, judgment, awareness, and then habit three, acceptance and belonging, it then guides into habit four, which is compassionate / action, which then leads to equanimity and communication. Habit five, where you're moving more into your own equanimity, your own inner landscape, you're into your own homeostasis, from which you can then communicate, express, and facilitate who you are, what your gifts are, as you are receiving and giving.
I love that. You can discern what your gifts are. One of the things you talk about in the book, and I love this, the energy in motion, emotions as messengers, and that can help guide us, right? Which, of course, dolphins are so amazing with energy, right? Mm-hmm. Going.
Yeah.
Can you speak a little about that, about how they do guide us, I guess? It would be one thing I would want to know.
Yes. So in reference to energy in motion, you know, movement is not what we do, it's who we are, right? Everything moves, you know, from our heartbeat to our pulse to, you know, our entire human system is an electromagnetic system, right? And particularly now during this time of ascension, of evolution, you know, you can see much more where people are going, or, you know, where they are having a hard time breaking free or pushing through. So the dolphin consciousness really came through their work of Gliding You Home to look at the human aspects of how your body is changing and why perhaps some food that you're eating or some people that you're connecting with is no longer fitting and why. So they really break it down from the basic principles of being human to then the higher evolution of what it means then to take on a bigger role within your own self-mastery versus the victim or blame consciousness. And so then, of course, they work with you personally as you invite them through this spiral movement. And as you're reading the book, actually, it's written in such a way with such an energy, and the dolphins are dynamos. Their energy is very, very dynamic, where it kind of glides through you. It kind of moves through you. And I've heard that from many folks giving testimonials. It's very effortless in how it glides. And so even though some words may not always make sense right away, the human spirit part of you will pick it up and will start to integrate it. But you can invite them into your life in any aspect. And the more you learn to become true to who you are and not what you think you ought to be, do, and have, but allowing your beingness to move you forward on your path, on your journey, the more transformational and ecstatic, really, this adventure of life will become.
Now, one of the things you're saying is to connect with them wherever you are. Is it just tuning in to their energy or their frequency that you don't necessarily need to be right in front of them or around them or go to the beach?
Oh, you don't need to be around them at all. Yeah.
Okay.
It's one medium that is very helpful is to be around water. Now, that could be your own shower. That could be next to a trickling water. Like I have fountains at my home office, at my downtown office, my living room, being around water and just simply allowing yourself to recognize that with each breath, just like the waves, that the ebb and the flow, you know, doesn't hold on to anything. It goes and it transitions into the next. And so as you practice with your breath, you just inhale it and let it go while you simultaneously inhale and let go of the thought that may be pestering you. That's a great medium then and a great opener to inviting the dolphin consciousness to come in to create a greater flow momentum as you are continuing to practice the spiral-like breathing.
Mm. Wow. Can we try that now?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and all. I invite you to close your eyes and take one hand and put it on your heart and take your other hand and put it on your belly button. And as you take a deep breath in, when you exhale, drop from your head and monkey mind into your heart and body wisdom. Just allowing your shoulders to drop and your nervous system to unwind. And then with each breath, as you inhale, simply affirm, I am flow. And as you exhale, I release any and all resistance to my flow. I am peace. I am flow. When I flow, inhale, I am at peace. I am part of the spiral of life. And as life moves through me, I move through life easily and effortlessly. Each Each breath I take moves me closer to my soul destiny. All is well in this moment of eternity as I am here to see the magnificence of who I am truly. In gratitude, and so it is.
And so it is. Affirmative prayer. I love that. Wow. Woo.
How did that feel?
Amazing. Amazing.
Wonderful. It's all in a flow day's work.
Yeah. I think the thing, that personal flow, aligning that personal flow is so important that you're talking about that. Wow, that is amazing. That is, wow, Daniela, beautiful.
Thank you. You know, it is simple, and yet it is not easy, and yet it is the first order of business, really, you know.
Yeah.
When I was working with the dolphin consciousness, now, you have to understand I'm a high-energy individual, very self-motivated internally. I have a strong internal matrix that knows where I'm going.
Right.
Sometimes I don't know like that.
Well, that's why you can help people, though, you know, with that.
Yes.
Because you're coming from that space, you know, and it's,
But for me, what was the most challenging was to my drivenness to get things done at the expectation at the and the speed that I wanted to get them done. You see? That human part. Okay. And I'm good at that. I can get a lot done in a short order of time because I'm a focuser of energy. Right?
Yeah.
And yet they just swam right through that and swirled it all up and out.
Right.
For me to then catch the pieces that were really, really, really true.
Yeah.
And it wasn't what I was doing that it wasn't authentic, because I've always been on this journey, like I said, sort of right out of the gate. But it was more, it was about even increasingly focusing on the ultimate timeline of what I'm here to do and serve for my highest good, but also for all whom I touch, nature, animal, and humankind alike.
Mm-hmm.
It's a prayer.
Yes.
In many ways.
It is a prayer. Yeah, I would say our life is a prayer, can be a prayer. You know, with that sacredness and aligning the intention. Just as we're closing, I do want to touch on the book title and what is meant by that. I love gliding you home.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going home, running home, but gliding you home.
Right.
A dolphin's dream of a new earth. I love that. What is meant by that? What are you conveying there? Want to convey?
Well, you know, when I was talking to my editor, you know, she was really telling me, you know, that title is not going to sell the best on Amazon, you know, because it's going to be in paragliding and, you know, and yet, you know, the dolphins were very clear on that because the information that was given to me was very much verbatim, very much giving me the outline and the headers, you know, and the gliding, again, is, if we're going to the beginning of our lovely time spent together, Michelle, to right now, it's about gliding. It is about gliding. And when you glide, you can glide from here. But when you glide, you can go over there real quick. Because you're gliding. You're not. There's no resistance in the way.
Yeah.
You are one fell swoop. So it is about that softness and that sweetness of gliding yourself home to the on the journey of your most truest and authentic self, going back to the practice exercise we just did earlier, to getting yourself into that flow state. So, which is then really why I ended up adding the subtitle of the book, right? Gliding You Home, a Dolphin's Dream of a New Earth. Unlocking Your Spiritual Potential, a practical guide to evolving your consciousness for personal growth and fulfillment. Because, you know, I was telling the dolphins that human needs a little more than that to understand.
Mm-hmm. But I love, I was drawn to it, the gliding, you know, that term, gliding you home, because there is effort in gliding, but then you let go. It's like drafting, you know. Elite athlete cyclists, they get behind cars, you know, or trucks on the freeway. They're training. They get up to, I don't know, 35, 40 miles an hour. They're pedaling, but then they get in the draft. And I feel like that, to me, also ties back into what you were talking, that path of least resistance and that's the flow state. There is effort. There is some consistent or persistent motion, movement, steps. But
correct.
It's almost like the baseball player, you know, sliding in, gliding in. There's that part that we do have to release to.
Right. Well, let's compare it to an orchestra, right? So the bass notes have to be established, right? If you're going...
Right.
right? So once the whole orchestra, or your own self, your own part, the parts of your own personality, your spirit self, soul self, if that comes into unison, right, into that unity, then from there you have then focused your energy. You have focused your particulars. And once you are learning to understand that it's not about doing the work, it's about becoming the work, then the way you do the work will change.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Daniela, we're ending on that. It's about becoming the work. Oh, that's it. That's like the masterpiece. Behind every masterpiece, great master, that self-master, you become it. You are it. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, instead of doing it, which is, you become it. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my gosh, this has been lovely. Daniela, please let our listeners know where they can find you, anything that's coming up or you want to share. Everything's in the description box, but sometimes people just need to hear it because sometimes people just listen and they don't necessarily do the visual of going to the, right?
Of course. So I have two websites. One website is vibrantlivingnow.org, and that's .org, not .com. On that website, you'll see all my books, my coaching work, my speaking work. There's a variety of podcasts and blogs on there. If you would like to have more information on mindfulness also, vibrantlivingnow.org. And my I'm a leadership keynote speaker, and that website is danielabuman.com, and that's D-A-N-I-E, one L-N-N-A, Buman, B-U-M, not B-A-U-M, so B-U-M-A-N-N.com. And I am also on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on pretty much every social media channel you can find me on. If you are going to my vibrantlivingnow.org website, there is a, when you sign up for the newsletter, you will actually receive quite an extensive handout regarding presence and the seven habits. It's actually a multiple page handout. So for whomever would like to get a short synopsis of what the first book is about. And also, I almost forgot, Michelle, the books are the first book and the second book, Lighting You Home, they are available on audio as well through my website, vibrantlivingnow.org, on Audible, on Amazon. So, and the second book
good.
I'm actually...
Oh, good. Okay, it's on Audible. Great, because a lot of people like listening while they're going about town and doing whatever.
Exactly. And the second book, I'm actually recording myself. So I'm speaking myself on the book, on the audio.
Oh, nice, nice. I like when people do that because then you're hearing that person that wrote, I don't know, it's kind of like, you know...
It's the vibration of the voice. And so that's why this author really insisted that I would record that because of the vibration in the voice.
Yeah. Boy, that's a very – Daniela, we have to do part B because that's a very – the vibration. Get into vibrate energy and emotion, the vibration. Yeah, the vibration of the voice. That makes a big difference because you're giving a transmission.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Exactly, Michelle. You got it. I so much enjoyed speaking with you. And I thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share about this.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for doing what you're doing in the world.
Oh, you're welcome. It is my pleasure, and you too.
Okay. Till next time, big hug and shine bright.
Yes, you too. Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was great, guys. Inspiration. Inspired. Okay. Whew, I love also because so much of what I share always dovetails with what the guest is going to share. And I just learn to kind of get out of the way. Sometimes I have something planned, and oh, no, in meditation, I get directed. This is it. Go for a walk. Walk around the block. Downloads come. Go in this direction. So I think, you know, there's a lot of real talk today. But it's needed right now, gang. It's needed. We all got to do it. I do it for myself as well. Real talk with compassion and love. Love yourself. Love your gifts. Love the true you. I love you. Thank you, everyone, that made this so special today, whether you called in, whether you're just listening, whether you're co-creating this with me. Thanks for being here. Catch me on all ways in the description box, Patreon, YouTube, Insta. I think that's good enough, right? All right, keep connected, keep shining your light, sharing your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcast every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversations and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook. And check out Michelle's blog at soulplayground.com. And keep awake.